Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Monday, January 2nd. Are you still thinking about your New Year's resolutions, what you'll change or what you'll continue to do? I'm kind of thinking about the last year and what I learned. One thing that I learned last year is that it is such a gift to have a community of faith that can pray together. And so if there's something that is on your heart that you need prayer for, I'd love for you to reach out to me. Even if you wanted me to mention it on the podcast and we could pray together, I would welcome that this year. So let me know if there are ways that we can pray alongside for you and your family and other things that are going on in our church, in our community, in our world. I wanted to read to you what Amy wrote about this year's Project 119 plan. She says this, "This year we'll begin our Project 119 Bible reading plan by taking a different approach. We will look at the story of Scripture from beginning to the end. As we study the Old Testament law, prophets, and writings, we will see how God worked in history to bring about His plan of salvation. And we will study the New Testament to discover how Jesus is the fulfillment of God's promises. The story of the Bible is the story of God rescuing and redeeming us so that we might be His people. And every story in Scripture points us forward to the story of Jesus, who came to redeem us from our sin and to restore our fellowship with God. As Sally Lloyd-Jones says, every story whispers His name." Today we'll be reading Genesis chapter 2, the story of Adam and Eve. Remember yesterday we started in the beginning, and we believe as a people of faith that God created. And so today as we read, I want you to think about the character of our God. What do we learn as we read Genesis chapter 2 about God's character? Okay, here we go, Genesis chapter 2. "Thus the heavens and the earth were completed in all their vast array. By the seventh day, God had finished the work He had been doing. So on the seventh day, He rested from all His work. Then God blessed the seventh day and made it holy, because on it He rested from all the work of creating that He had done. This is the account of the heavens and the earth when they were created, when the Lord God made the earth and the heavens. Now no shrub had yet appeared on the earth, and no plant had yet sprung up. For the Lord God had not sent rain on the earth, and there was no one to work the ground. But streams came up from the earth and watered the whole surface of the ground. Then the Lord God formed a man from the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life. And the man became a living being. Now the Lord God had planted a garden in the east, in Eden, and there He put the man He had formed. The Lord God made all kinds of trees grow out of the ground, trees that were pleasing to the eye and good for food. In the middle of the garden were the tree of life and the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. A river watering the garden flowed from Eden. From there it was separated into four headwaters. The name of the first is the Pishon. It winds through the entire land of Havilah, where there is gold. The gold of that land is good. Aromatic resin and onyx are also there. The name of the second river is the Gihon. It winds through the entire land of Cush. The name of the third river is the Tigris. It runs along the east side of Ashur. And the fourth river is the Euphrates. The Lord God took the man and put him in the Garden of Eden to work it and to care for it. And the Lord God commanded the man, 'You are free to eat from any tree in the garden, but you must not eat from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. For when you eat from it, you will certainly die.' The Lord God said, 'It is not good for the man to be alone. I will make a helper suitable for him. Now the Lord God had formed out of the ground all the wild animals and all the birds in the sky. He brought them to the man to see what he would name them. And whatever the man called each living creature, that was its name. So the man gave names to all the livestock, the birds in the sky, and all the wild animals. But for Adam, no suitable helper was found. So the Lord God caused the man to fall into a deep sleep. And while he was sleeping, he took one of the man's ribs and then closed up the place with flesh. Then the Lord God made a woman from the rib he had taken out of the man, and he brought her to the man. The man said, "This is now bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman, for she was taken out of man." That is why a man leaves his father and mother and is united with his wife, and they become one flesh. Adam and his wife were both naked, and they felt no shame. Thank you for listening along as we read God's word together, as we are in this section about creation, reminding ourselves that God is the creator of everyone and everything, as the New City Catechism would say. There are several things that I've thought about God's character today. One is the unique aspect of rest. God on the seventh day rested from all of his labors. Now we know that God never tires, but even from the foundation of the world, God is setting into place something that he knows his people will need. He is infinite, but we are finite, and we do need to rest, and we need to recharge, and that's not just our bodies, but we are made to be a people who are dependent upon the Lord. So that's the first aspect that I saw today of God's character, that he is provisional. He is providing for us this day of rest. We'll talk more about that later. Also, I see here that we are made for community. God is in community, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. But here, Adam doesn't have a suitable helper, and he needs one. He needs community. We are created alike, and we are created to be there for one another, whether it be in the marriage relationship, which is presented here. But I want to talk about more fully in that we are meant to be image bearers of the Lord, and that we're meant to work alongside, to be helpers to one another. And so my question for us today is, how can you help someone else flourish? How can you help them come to know the character of our God more? Pray with me, please. We thank you, Lord, that you are our creator, sustainer, and redeemer, and that you have created everyone and everything. We praise you, Lord, that you have given us rest. You have made a provision for us. You have also given us community, and you have called us to be a people who help one another. As we go through our day today, Lord, remind us that we belong to you. Remind us that you are present with us, whatever comes. We love you, Lord. We pray all of this in Christ's name. Amen.